America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Lemon's favorite Chevys come from Bowser. His favorite show was Doogie Howser.
Lemon's has never heard of Doogie Howser, Brian.
I've heard of it, never seen it.
Oh my God, am I that old? Doogie Howser is unknown. How old are you, Brian?
In this room, yes.
How old are you?
33.
All right, you're getting up there a little bit.
Yeah.
Getting up there a little bit. He's throwing some shade at you, Brian.
I can't. I'm not even eligible to be our country's president yet. So I'm not.
No, I mean 33 though. You're closer to 40 than to 25.
Technically, yes.
You never heard of Doogie Howser?
I've heard of it, but I don't know the concept of the show.
You had a great line as I was singing that and other songs to you. Then you started singing on your own when you didn't know I was looking in there, and then you said, I've always been strange, a little bit strange, but what did you say? I've taken...
You've made me become so much stranger into a different level when I sit back here and I hear you singing.
It is kind of sad what I've done to people. Can you believe that Ron Cook used to stand in here and sing, Brian?
Yeah,
nobody would have predicted that 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, you...
He was in some ways a bitter man that I softened before he retired.
I wouldn't say you corrupted Ron. I think he was too far down that path, but you warped his mind. I think that's probably the best
I think I softened him.
Yeah,
I think I maybe make
way,
him...
Maybe.
I made, it was like the end of the movie Shrek. Yeah. Shrek, where he became...
He has layers. You had to peel him like an onion.
And or the Grinch.
You did that every day in here.
I think so. Remember Shelby Cassesi, once when Ron did sing, she was doing the updates, looked over and said, you broke him. And I did. I think in a good way. Do you think he's drunk right now?
Maybe. I mean, it's kind of a, not that he has anything to do now that he's retired, but it's also kind of a holiday, election day, right? A lot of people have fewer responsibilities on this day, especially the presidential election every 4 years. So maybe.
I just love Could that. Be. What's your favorite off-the-radar TV show? I have to admit, I loved Doogie Howser. I thought it was a great show. It was about a kid doctor. You know the plot,
I did know
right?
the premise, yeah. So there's a spectrum from City Limits at age 13 to me at 34. What did I say I am?
33.
And I'm 13.
But who's counting? Yeah.
Yeah. And then you.
Right.
When we don't need to get into what
Almost
age
twice
is.
Your age. Yeah. No, not that old.
But no, I mean, it's not an off-the-radar TV show, but... The only reason I even know of Doogie Howser is because Neil Patrick Harris was in How I Met Your Mother, which was one of my favorite shows in like high school, college range.
I watched that.
You with him there?
Yeah.
What's
like
your favorite show? What did you grow up on?
Well, I've loved watching reruns of Friends, but I've also grown up watching NCIS, Chicago PD, like The Walking Dead, all kind of stuff like that.
You strike me as a Ted Mosby type. From How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
I could see that. Yeah.
How about a Ted Lasso type? Do you like that show?
I don't think I'm a Ted Lasso type.
That was
never
my
watched
last
it.
Second Halloween costume was not Ted Lasso because obviously I wasn't going to shave the beard and keep the stash, but I went as Coach Beard, his assistant.
Nice.
Yeah.
Does Brian watch Big Brother? Brian, we've talked about this before. Somebody that you know.
I've only watched one season of Big Brother, and that was when my high school classmate Ian Terry from Shaler Area High School was on the show. Not only was he on it, but he won the show.
Yeah, he was really good. I've actually talked to him before, not in person, but like over messages and stuff like that.
But
speaking of shows, let's play a little game show, Brian. And I invite people out there to play along with us. First of all, let's answer this question. 4 p.m. trade deadline. Tomlin sort of alluded to this in his news conference, like we're always active. Yeah. He's basically saying we're always in it. But there are certain years where you're really in it, and others where you're in it in name only. And I would say that That's what the Steelers have been for a number of years now. This season feels different. They have a quarterback. They got the best defensive player in football. They have a star defensive. They have a star, really, at every level of their defense, if you still consider Minkah to be one.
Not only do they have a quarterback, but they have an unprecedented situation with the salary that their quarterback is earning this season. And
right.
Probably will never have again.
They're in it.
A team paying the entire freight, but a little bit more than $1 million for
right.
the starting quarterback.
They should carry Sean Payton off the field if they win a championship. I think they're a legitimate contender. I'm not predicting them to win, but the idea that they have a chance to beat some of these teams in the AFC, I don't even feel like that's like a hot take. That just seems real at this point. So do you agree? Like that's it. You have to be that. You have to be a legit contender in order to be willing to sacrifice resources to go out and make a big move at the deadline. I'm not saying they will, but only a team with real aspirations would even think of that.
Yeah, I'm not quite there yet as far as putting them in the same breath as the Chiefs and Bills and you know the Texans. Other than that Jets game the other night, they mostly find a way to win, although they're leaking oil with injuries too.
See, I think the Steelers would beat the Texans right now in a playoff
right,
game.
Yeah. I mean, right now they might. I mean, it's easy to do the kind of comparative game. They beat the Jets beat the Texans, and the Texans do have all those guys banged up on offense, but I still don't think they have quite enough firepower, and I'm not there yet on Russ's play mm-hmm. to put them in that discussion, but I think you're close enough that you got to try. I mean, that's what we were saying there before we went to break. I think you got to kind of send that message to this team and this locker room that we're close and we're going to make a move to at least take a puncher's chance at putting us over the top.
All right, then let's play the either or game and we'll get to your calls in a moment at 412-928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can always weigh in with our friend the Limitless Wonder on the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm. Where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Forget the package coming in return. Forget contracts. Forget everything else, okay? Would you rather have Mike Williams or Tyler Boyd?
I'd probably go Mike Williams.
Mike Williams or Cortland Sutton?
Cortland Sutton.
Do you think Cortland Sutton is on the block?
No, because I think the Broncos are kind of like the Seahawks in that they're still in it. I mean, they have a chance here. The NFL, there's so much parity. I mean, why punt on the season when you're above 500 or in the Seahawks case, just barely under and still in your division race?
Mike Williams or Adam Thielen?
Mike Williams for me.
Holy bird milk. Because of Thielen's injury?
Combination of that, you know, the contract is not great, the age. It's close, but I think Mike Williams, maybe there's still something in there. He's at least the type of guy that you don't have in your receiver room.
Can you milk a bird, Limits?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either. All right, so Mike Williams is still your winner. Mike Williams or Darius Slayton?
Here's where I think I'd go Slayton. Under.
Even with the concussion, allegedly, or he's in the protocol?
Yeah, I mean, not to minimize that, but that shouldn't be a season-changing injury mm-hmm. at this point.
Talk more about that. Why Slayton over Williams?
I thought he looked pretty good when he was here. I mean, Mike Williams got, what, one ball thrown his way at Acrisure Stadium, and he caught it. And you know, I liked what I saw from a guy who's, what, 6'3", 6'4", has been on the receiving end of a lot of those moon ball type of passes from other quarterbacks over the years. So that could click with Russell Wilson. But I just think Slayton's younger has got a little bit more juice left in him.
Other Slayton or Jacoby wanted that. I was just going to ask
here
for that.
Is.
What is it?
Here
what
it
do
is.
We have?
Here's the move, everybody.
What?
Ian Rappaport. The Jets are trading wide receiver Mike Williams to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, right when we said it.
Right
for what?
When we said it. Perfect timing. There's no compensation that I'm seeing yet.
You sure it's the real Ian Rappaport?
A 2025 fifth round draft pick, according to Adam Schefter.
A fifth round pick for Mike Williams. I'm not thrilled. It sounds like you are. I'm not. I'm not a big Mike Williams guy.
Myself. That's a little steeper than I thought they might have paid, but remember, they have that sixth rounder tied up in the Justin Fields trade with the Bears, so I imagine that complicated things a little bit.
I don't know. Am I wrong here? He's 6'4", 218.
You don't have that body type in your receiver room, which I think is at least worth something. You now at least have some different varying parts and pieces that maybe you can make something out of. And like I said before, it's also Pickens insurance to some extent. Now, if Pickens would go down, you don't need to run the wing T or triple option to move the football.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
It's not, it's not surprising because we knew they were interested in him in the offseason.
I wanted Thielen, I'll be honest with you.
Over Mike Williams.
Yeah, I'm with Patrick Peterson on that. I wanted a guy who caught 100 balls last year and can beat all kinds of coverage and gets open all the time. That's what I wanted. But in the not-so-distant past, this guy has, in 2022, in only 13 games, 63 catches for 900 yards and four touchdowns. It's okay. It's all right. You like it more than me.
Yeah, because this also tells you the big winner here, assuming there's not another receiver move, which I don't think there will be now, is Calvin Austin playing in the slot, doing a lot of the things you just mentioned about Thielen, albeit, what, 6 or 7 inches shorter, but he's coming off the best game of his young NFL career.
Yeah.
The big loser here is Van Jefferson, and he's been kind of a placeholder, I think, for the most part, since they signed him, since they didn't get Ayuk, since they didn't get Devontae Adams. So now you've got another guy who can play on the outside opposite George Pickens. I like this because now Arthur Smith has another club in the bag to say, okay, opposing defensive coordinator X, you want to devote all this attention to George Pickens and what he can do to hurt you, or Pat Freiermuth over the middle of the field. We still think at this age and with terrible medical history that Mike Williams has, that he can at least win a one-on-one matchup with your lesser corner.
Yeah.
That he can at least go down there and catch a 50-yard go ball from Russell Wilson that touches the moon and then drops back down under the shining lights of Mount Washington from upon high.
I'm trying to catch up here on some scouting reports on Williams.
I mean, that's the big issue with him, Joe, is that he's been hurt so much over the course of his career. I think that's why he didn't have much of a market this offseason, but it was our Jerry Dulac who reported that the Steelers were going to have him in for a visit, and then I don't believe he ever made it here because he signed with the Jets. They threw probably too much money at him. They didn't know in March or whenever it was that they were going to trade for Devontae Adams, so the calculus did change, and there was also the report, it might have been Rappaport, I can't remember, before the Steelers played the Jets here a few weeks ago that they were negotiating and they were going to table those talks until after that game. So it's kind of been a little bit of a cat and mouse game with Williams and the Steelers for a while.
Limits, how do you feel about this? On a scale of 1 to 5, you're not excited at all as a 1. In fact, you barely even care. And 5 is they just won the Super Bowl.
2.5. I think it helps them at the wide receiver spot. Like, I think he would have been a decent addition at the start of the year. And the Steelers, like Brian was saying, were interested in him. But I mean, he has not been productive with the Jets. He seemed like an outcast, maybe more so of a...
Rodgers ripped him.
Yeah,
after
Rodgers,
that one game, that's when you kind of knew the beginning of the end was here for Mike Williams, when Rodgers ripped him for running the wrong route on his game-losing interception.
He was going to be moved. I think he'll be decent in this offense, but he's not the substantial player. Like, didn't DeAndre Hopkins go for a fifth-round pick to Kansas City?
It's a conditional that becomes a fourth if the Chiefs get to the Super Bowl and he plays 60% of the snaps, which I assume he will.
I'd be fine with that instead. So, yeah. I mean, I don't feel great about it.
When you compare it to some of the other deals, that's when it looks a little less appealing.
Yeah, it could have been better. They could have done better.
All right, here's some background. This is when the Jets were interested in him in the offseason. And this is a deep dive. Perhaps some people will find it boring. I don't care.
No, I think his route tree
is more like a tiny hedge in front of your house. But it says he doesn't just run go routes, doesn't have a complex route tree, Brian. His downfield abilities open up a lot for him underneath on hitch routes or crossers. He's shown an ability to counter physicality. He's a physical receiver when he wants to be. His catch rates, going into this year, he has gone 15 games and 115 targets without a drop. You like that? Do you like to hear that, Brian?
That's good.
Contested catches, better than a 50-50 success rate, and has made 90 such catches in his career.
That's what he does. I mean, when you have that kind of size, that's what you should be doing. I remember him doing it at Clemson, too, back in the day. I think he was on that Clemson team that Pat Narduzzi beat with Pitt down in 2016.
Here's a little treat for you. Red zone, this was going into this season. 19 of Williams's 33 career touchdowns were 20 yards or less, including 8 from inside the 5. He's clearly a good option to throw the ball up so he can win a one-on-one matchup. I'm warming up to this, Limits. 412-928-9370. Steelers said to be acquiring Mike Williams for a conditional fifth or a fifth?
It's just a fifth.
Okay, for a fifth. I can warm up to this, Brian. After the catch, not particularly special numbers, says here.
He's not a yak guy.
No, he's not a yak guy. He's a red
but
zone guy.
But you have
guy.
Those guys.
Yeah, you do?
George Pickens, Calvin Austin.
Yeah.
Even Scotty Miller. I mean, if he ever catches a pass, he can do some things after the catch. So that's why I thought it was better than Thielen on its face, because everything you just laid out so eloquently there, Joe, from someone's scouting report.
Yeah.
You can't identify a player on the Steelers roster, at least a receiver, who gives you those things outside of George Pickens. The red zone catches, the contested catches.
Well, right, but George Pickens gives you those things. So I was looking for a real counter to him in an Adam Thielen.
I think the other part of that discussion too, though, Joe, is Russell Wilson. I mean, he did a little bit more against the Giants. He's not really known for throwing over the middle of the field all that much at this point in his career. I mean, his strength, which the Steelers have really touted since the moment they signed him, was that deep ball. So Mike Williams is going to help you more there than Adam Thielen would.
Listen to these two incredible stats. Are you ready, Brian?
Maybe.
Are you ready, Limits? Two unbelievable stats on Mike Williams here. A little bit obscure, but eye-opening nonetheless. And this was coming into this season, so this may have changed. I want to be very clear about that, Brian. What are you doing over there? You keep reading your phone. Are you reading scouting reports?
I'm reading tweets. And
what's the reaction?
He's talking
out there
to sources.
Are you talking to sources?
I haven't looked at the reaction. The only reactions I'm worried about right now are Joseph, Raymond Starkey, and City Limits, and whoever might be on that phone line.
Listen to this. Coming into this season, Mike Williams had never fumbled in an NFL game. How about that? Here's another one.
Najee Harris-esque.
He has never, going into this season, been called for holding or any other kind of illegal block at the NFL level. This guy's not going to hurt you, Limits.
He's a choir boy.
He doesn't fumble. He doesn't fumble, and he doesn't get penalized. He's not highly penalized. He's lowly penalized.
He says his prayers at night. He does the right things. He doesn't get in trouble.
You know, now that I think about it, and it's partially because he's never really risen to, like, Pro Bowl, let alone All-Pro status, but I can't think of any sort of, like, bizarre Mike Williams storylines, which is unusual for a receiver who was a first-round pick. So, I mean, let's hope for our sake in the locker room as reporters, beat reporters, that the Steelers brought in a low-maintenance guy, as Mike Tomlin likes to say. And yeah, at this stage of his career, maybe he's got a little fire lit under him that Aaron Rodgers did put him on blast. Now, Rodgers said they patched up that little tiff after, I forget what game it was, but he probably wants to show people that he can still get the job done here in the AFC.
I'm warming up a little. I guess I'm a 3 out of 5. I'll warm up a little bit to this. He does have 2 offensive pass interference penalties. Is there anything else you'd like to know about Mike Williams?
I don't think so. What's his birthday?
I don't know. I'll give it a 3 out of 5. All right. Is that good enough for you?
Yeah, I'm probably there as well, just because of you do start looking at other trades that have been made where the market was set. Now, Deontay Johnson's a weird one because obviously the Steelers couldn't and wouldn't have reacquired him.
Oh my God. His birthday is my daughter's birthday. October 4th.
You're in.
I love this guy.
You are in.
October 4th, 1994, Limits.
That's a sign from the cosmos, if anything.
This is the greatest trade in Steelers history.
Happy birthday.
Yes. So he just turned 30. I'll take this. It's better than what they had.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of what I was just saying there. It's going to be a guy that players in that locker room are familiar with his work. He's going to look great getting off the bus at 6'4". I mean, he's got all the physical traits. If he can stay healthy, if he can still run, which the Steelers have been a little bit leery about dipping into that over 30 pool of receivers in recent years. Now, Allen Robinson, I don't remember his exact. I think he was only 29 when he was traded for last year. But, I mean, he was basically in that bucket, and I would say he didn't give them much.
That was a disaster. Let's go to the phone line, shall we?
Yeah, let's do that, Joe.
Limits?
Let's go to Steve in Gibsonia.
Hey, Steve. Thoughts?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I was kind of hoping towards Jacoby Myers before Williams.
Jacoby Myers or Williams, Brian? Who would you rather have had?
You know, I ranked a bunch of these guys in my mailbag last week. They were both in there, and I can't remember who I had higher. But now on the Joe Starkey birthday family scale, I'm going Mike Williams for sure.
Yeah, I think they're, you know, I mean, is there a huge difference between them, sir,
or not? Pretty different
in
players.
Your opinion?
They're pretty different players. But, Steve, why were you more on the Myers train? Younger, a little more versatile route tree, if you will?
Very well-phrased question. Go ahead. Is he still there?
He hung up.
That's all he had to say?
Bye, Steve. I guess.
Who's next?
Let's go to Tim in the North Hills.
What's up, Tim?
Joe, this drives me absolutely nuts. You're telling me they sat there and they waited, and they waited. They said, DeAndre Hopkins, no thank you. You know what, we don't want to give up too much for him. But let's give up the same round pick. I know it's conditional. You know, if the Chiefs make the Super Bowl, I mean, that's a pretty big condition. You know, we sit there and we hear all these receivers named, and then the best they can do is Mike Williams, who
He's right.
Do think is an upgrade.
You're right. I've changed my mind back. I was swayed by his birthday. Brian, what have you done to me and to all of us? They were in on Devontae Adams and Brandon Ayuk, and DeAndre Hopkins went to the Chiefs for this price.
The first two, they weren't going to be able to get Adams. He wanted to go to the Jets to play with Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
We know that. Ayuk, I mean, they tried a lot. They weren't willing to go as far as the Niners wanted them to go, and I'm fine with that, ultimately. But Hopkins is the one where you say, yeah, what happened there? Why would you not have been more aggressive in that pursuit?
Yeah, we've gone all the way from having keen interest in Adams and being hotly in pursuit of Ayuk and Cooper Kupp, according to Schefter, and now it's Mike Williams. I've gone back the other way. Is this guy still on the line? Sir,
yeah.
Sir, you've swayed me the other way. Keep talking, and maybe you'll talk some sense into Brian.
No, Brian, I see your point. It's just to me, as a fan, you know, you know, they don't go all, like you said, they don't go all the way for Ayuk. You know, they don't. You know, they wait on Christian Kirk. You know, it's just I would have expected more for all of this waiting and all this planning. You know, and I just, it's just an extremely disappointing situation, I think, based off of what you're seeing other players go for. I know they couldn't have traded for Deontay Johnson, but I'll tell you what, in my opinion, at this point in his career, even though he's had a down year in Carolina, who hasn't, he's still a better receiver than Mike Williams at this point.
Yeah, the Ravens stole him. The Ravens stole him for what they got, and it probably tells you what Deontay's reputation is around the league at this point.
You know what he's saying? After all of this, it adds up to Mike Williams. It's disappointing.
It's somewhat similar to the Ayuk situation in that it felt like simultaneously the Steelers were both too patient but not patient enough. I mean, if they would have taken this up to the deadline, did they get someone better than Williams? Did they get him for cheaper? It's, you know, it comes across here at, what was it, 115, 120? I mean, obviously, there were negotiations and talks happening for quite a while. I don't know ultimately why Omar Khan decided to get it done right now and what changed on their end or the Jets' end. Maybe they heard back from somebody, say the Giants with Slayton, that, yeah, we're not going to do it for this price. You got to go higher. And Omar said, we're not going higher. So it's hard to know unless you're in those rooms. But, yes, certainly when you compare it to Hopkins, I think Hopkins is a better player at this stage than Mike Williams. And it's every other team around the league had to be watching him with the Chiefs last night saying, how did they let this happen?
I'm back to a two. Where are you guys with this? That caller was very good.
I'm still
after
a three.
All this drama and all these months, they come up with Mike Williams. Where are you, Limits? I'm at a two.
Again, I'm like a two and a half, maybe a two. Just not that enthused about it. This is not Mike Williams of 3 or 4 years ago.
412-928-9370. Perhaps you're flip-flopping, as I am. Give us a call. Let us know how you feel. Steelers said to be acquiring Mike Williams.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It was a great moment in show history. Limits if you can tape that or clip it and replay it. We were waiting for the trade bell, hoping that the afternoon guys didn't get it because we don't want Pony and Mueller to get all the good stuff, Brian.
We want to get Deontay Johnson right after we got off the air last week.
I know. We want the good stuff, and we got the trade right in the middle of a segment.
We want the funk.
It's Mike Williams to the Steelers, according to Ian Rappaport and others now, for a fifth-round pick. Brad Spielberger, whose opinions I respect greatly, says never ideal to pay $6.6 million for a half-season rental, but the Jets made the best of it. Sounds like he thinks getting rid of him was good for the Jets. And this was a subtweet of Adam Schefter saying Steelers will take on the remainder of Mike Williams' contract, which I'm guessing is obviously about $3.3 million. He will become a free agent at season's end. Brian, I've now had the intermission to think about this. I'm very unexcited about this, especially after all the rumors, all the reports, all the pursuit of receivers for this team, and it winds up with Mike Williams on trade deadline day for a fifth-round pick. I hope he surprises me, but I'm pretty nonplussed, I think is the word. I just am.
Yeah, I mean, this one's more of a rental. Adam Thielen has another year on his deal after this one, so there'd be also financial ramifications to bring him in. If you were deluding yourself into thinking they were going to get a DK Metcalf type or whatever, that wasn't realistic to me. I mean, I said it as soon as I sat down in this chair here across from you, Joe. But I can understand when you stack it up against some of these other guys who were on the move. Our buddy Adam Crowley just put it succinctly on Twitter that, you know, the Chiefs get DeAndre Hopkins, the Ravens get Deontay Johnson, the Bills get Amari Cooper, and the Steelers are sitting here with Mike Williams in their lap. So, I mean, I get it. This is, it's not a deal that blows you away. Maybe he'll be a good fit for this offense. Maybe he will click with Russell Wilson. Maybe it'll be good for the role allocation. It's not going to upset the apple cart with George Pickens. He's still clearly the number one guy, the go-to guy, and Williams is either going to start opposite him eventually or he's going to provide backup help.
And now they have size, yeah, on the other side. So two options there. Russell Wilson likes to throw the ball down the field. He's an option there, and especially red zone. So, all right, Limits, play that moment, and then we'll say goodnight. Slayton or Jacoby Myers?
I wanted that. I was just going to ask
here
for that.
Is.
What is it?
Here
what
it
do
is.
We have? Here's the move, everybody.
What?
Ian Rappaport. The Jets are trading wide receiver Mike Williams to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, right when we said it. What a moment it was, Brian. You and I shared it.
I was waiting patiently for that news, and you were hounding City Limits.
I know, and he came through. They all came through, except maybe for the Steelers. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's Cookin', brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Brian Bacco every Tuesday from 12 to 2. You were great, as you always are.
Thanks,
Thank
Joe.
You, Brian.
Sure.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High is 79 today with sunny skies. Thank you, Limits. You did a bang-up job, and I'll see you tomorrow as we start to turn our attention to a pretty big ball game here.
Thank you, Joe. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Mike Williams from the Jets, the newest Steeler for just a fifth-round draft pick. The trade deadline is at 4 o'clock, so still 2 hours and change for the Steelers to make another move. More at 93.7thefan.com. Headlines are powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. PM team next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90+ days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.